Hello, Tower Bottoms. It's me, your host, Zach Noe Towers, and I'm so excited to tell you this is the first ever two-part interview. That's right. Part one is this week. Part two is next week. So I don't want you to freak out when this episode suddenly ends. The juicy conclusion will be in your ears next Friday. Love you. Now you can say your
hey.
Hey, Matt LeGrand.
Oh, we're recording right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're recording. This okay. is it. We're jumping right in. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks
good
for
to
doing
see you.
I've been trying to get you on this pod for a long time.
Yeah, that makes it sound like I'm really busy.
I mean, as far as the people are concerned, you are.
Are we videoing this as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just for Patreon.
Okay, nice.
Unless y'all listening want to see, in which case go to patreon.com/towerbottom and sign up.
I never watch people's video podcasts.
So apparently it's like a thing. Like people definitely watch them.
People are obsessed with them.
Video pods.
Yeah, just because the younger generation I sound like we're old.
Well, you're younger than I am.
I was hanging out with a friend of mine who's a girl, and she was on a date with a girl who was younger. And
then
we were talking about, yes,
okay.
This will reveal her age. We were talking about Travis Barker, and she was like, oh yeah, yeah, Kourtney Kardashian's husband. And I was like, do you know what Travis Barker is famous for? And she was like, something with music. And I was like, he was the drummer in the band Blink-182. And she goes, what's Blink-182?
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but it also makes sense. Blink-182 was like a while ago now.
That is, I know, it's wild in my brain. I'm always like, I'm the new kid on the scene because I started stand up when I was like 22, and now I'm turning 30 in January.
Are you really?
Don't say it like that.
No, I just like in my head, you are 22 to 24. But no, you're not. You're almost 30.
No, and I don't even want to ask how old you are.
I'm 37.
I'm just kidding. You look great. I mean, you literally look younger than me.
That's not true. You're taller. And you have
you're
like,
blonder.
I almost said you have facial hair, but I have facial hair. I have like jizz in my throat. Okay.
Do you really?
No, we're not really. But
oh, okay. I don't know.
Could you imagine if it was just rattling back there for like since God knows
sorry,
when?
In the last 15 minutes and you came over, I have jizz in my throat.
I have jizz all up in my throat, girl. Okay. So you're a comedian, and I just put Matt up to this like 30 seconds ago, but I thought it'd be fun to ask my guests their sexual credits, because Matt does a ton of stand-up all over town. He's one of the like many like on the rise comics, but like what are do you have any credits you list sexually?
I've been in quotes on the rise for about 5 years.
I'm still fucking on the rise, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I do also feel like just with COVID, it's like, you know, when I'm like, I've been doing stand-up for 7 years, it's like I feel like
not
I
really.
Yeah,
you lost
whatever.
2 years. And I'm trying to constantly let go of the time of it all. Cause I did my first set like 11 or 12 years ago. But like, I don't feel like a comic who's been doing comedy for 12 years.
You are, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And it's just all so different now.
It's all so
you
different.
You get booked on shows because your TikTok goes viral.
And you record every set and you put like all of it online.
I know. I'm thinking about like recording a half hour and just like
yep,
using chump, those chop,
chopping up.
Okay, sexual credits. So they would introduce me to the stage and be like, and
this
now
next.
Our next comedian,
yeah.
He shit in a man's mouth.
That is really, I wasn't sure. I knew you had that one in your back pocket. I didn't know if you were going to like, it's really a standalone credit. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't say that and then, like, also made out with over 400 guys. It's
sure.
Like, the shit in the mouth thing is like, do you want to, how about we put a pin in shitting in the mouth?
Oh, okay.
And we'll get back to it.
Sure. I feel like, wow, you're really like.
Listen, this is the thing.
Teasing your audience.
I am and I'm not. Some people, in fact, are probably like, there's poop in this one. I'm not.
I know.
I'm not.
Everything about my life has to do with poop.
No, stop. Stop. I don't even want to know if that's like.
I'm constantly shitting my pants at Millie's. I go to Millie's for breakfast all the time.
On the east side?
Uh-huh. You've
been
to Millie's?
Oh, you live right there. I used to live right by Millie's. Wait, Millie's makes you shit your pants?
It's not Millie's. I think that I'm allergic to coffee, which is why I'm drinking tea right now.
And because I didn't offer you coffee.
Yes, but also, like, I literally think I'm just allergic to coffee, but, like, if it's early and I want to feel caffeinated, I'll have coffee, and then...
Then you're squirting.
I'll think that it's just... This is so gross. I'll think that it's just a fart, and it's not.
Wow. Okay, well, you're not alone in, like,
I've thrown away probably, like, 6 pairs of Calvin Klein underwear in the Millie's bathroom. Wow. Like, I have sat in the sink multiple times doing a full ass wash.
What a specific type of hell. Hot. Oh, I know. Wait, did he come down from?
Yeah.
Like, super, like, daddy vibes, too.
Yeah, he looks like he's been through it.
But in, like, a very, like, has a 401k.
Oh, yeah. But, like, he knows how to, like, make a shelf from scratch. Yeah.
A very specific turn on. The rough hands of it all, you know?
Right.
Like, oh, calloused hands.
Right. He'd feel my palm and be like, oh, you've never worked a day in your life.
Yeah, that's because you're a baby. You're 29. You're a baby.
Although I actually do a lot of physical labor stuff. I like that stuff.
Okay. Wait. So going way back to the beginning of your sexual journey, do you remember the first thing that made you aware of sex or that made you, like, horny or made your coochie tingle?
This is so gross, but
it was poop.
Oh no! I feel so bad for anyone who's, you know, you can't really control your kinks. I feel like,
oh no,
and I feel so. I thank God every morning that I'm not into scat or blood or fisting or feet. It would be the best of the four,
sure.
But thank God, or kids. Have you seen Return of the Jedi?
Probably.
Star Wars.
Is that the one with the Ewoks in it?
Yes. I always get Ewoks and Wookiees mixed up.
Ewoks are little.
Yes.
Wookiees are, I think, are Chewbacca.
Chewbacca is a Wookiee. Okay. God, I get those mixed up.
But Chewbacca's in all of them, isn't he?
Fair point. But if you're not well-versed.
I think Return of the Jedi is
Ewoks. Is that the one
with
the lightsaber?
There's, like, a guy with a helmet. Like, that's half of the characters.
That's the one with the white guy? Yeah, so Return of the Jedi is the one where Han Solo is in, like, carbonate whatever. Uh-huh. And, like, they go... The opening scene is, like, the desert, and Leia is chained to Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, okay.
She's, like, sexy.
Yes.
I grew up... I would watch Return of the Jedi on repeat. Like, I did this with multiple movies as a kid, but, like, this is when I was, like, 5 years old. Like, four uh-huh. or five. And I would literally stand there and watch it on repeat. There was a guard in Return of the Jedi who's, like, standing outside. I think he stands by Jabba the Hutt.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, he has, like, a pot belly. And he's, like, holding a spear and has, like, a weird, like, kind of gladiator skirt on.
Oh, like a loincloth? Oh, no. Yeah.
And he's next to Princess Leia, who is, like... she did nothing sexually for me again, but yeah. I'm sure people were losing their fucking minds.
I mean, that's like a fantasy for men. All over the place.
Totally. For me, and this, like, persists into, like, the porn I watch, whatever, there is something so hot to me about that guy standing next to her,
mm-hmm.
and he is, like, he is not an attractive person at all. He is, like, he's, like, a very below mid looking male who, like, doesn't really take care of himself.
Like a real dad bod, not like the sexy dad bod.
I know,
like,
these people post pictures of, like, they're almost six pack and they're like,
dad bod.
I'm like, who's fucking dad? Not mine. But
is
yeah.
Is your dad more like the guy you're talking about?
He's actually in pretty good shape for his age. He's like 66 now.
Wow.
But yeah, he has a belly.
Okay. But this guy is like a Midwestern man in like a gladiator skirt.
Literally like a Danny DeVito in like a gladiator skirt.
But taller.
Taller. DeVito's exceptionally short.
That is one of his key features.
Yes, but that body type, that face.
Rotund.
Like, just
almost.
Not notable for his looks at all. Standing next to Princess Leia and like for some reason her being this like beyond hot.
Yes.
And him being like... He's like so undeserving of her.
Sure.
And there's nothing going on with him. He's just standing there. But for
but
some
the power,
reason,
the
that
power dynamic
is so hot that like she's like a little like she's like this
like hot little
that she's like this prize, and like he would. It's so funny. My best friend, who's a lesbian, we both. This is so bad. We like both. It's not so bad.
Okay. Okay.
But like we watch so the nervous. Same porn.
Oh yeah, yeah. I hear lesbians like gay porn sometimes.
We watch straight porn.
You both watch straight porn?
Yeah, and it's always these super hot girls
with ugly guys
by these ugly older guys.
What is that about?
And for me, I think in my mind, it's like I kind of like to think that I'm like that little prize.
Okay.
I'm like the whatever.
You're Lana Del Rey.
That person would just be like fucking. Like
this cigar smoking.
Not even. No, like they would be like, holy sh! Like I get to have this like gift. Like you're the most incredible thing.
Oh, so
thing.
It's praising.
Kind of. Yeah.
It's and not then, like you're my little like fuck toy.
I mean,
slut
that
princess.
Yeah, that too. But it's like, how dare he say that to her? Because she's like a gift from God.
Sure.
Which is what Matthew means in the Bible. And just
Zachary means God remembered. Which implies he forgot at some point.
That's funny. Write that down. Write it down. Yeah. And I think for her as a lesbian, she's probably watching it as like she gets to be that guy fucking that like hot, hot girl.
It's also like she's probably way hotter than that gross guy. So like she can easily slip into that.
I haven't fully psychoanalyzed it. And also I'm not like a. I don't like when people are like, oh, that's because you had a bad relationship.
Oh,
with
sure,
your dad.
Sure,
you,
sure.
I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes things just turn you on. It's really not worth like overanalyzing.
It's not that deep.
I also don't really watch porn anymore.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, when you watched porn, was it primarily straight?
Yes. Yeah, it was primarily.
Do you know
straight.
What doesn't turn you on about gay porn?
Or
not turn you on as much?
I think because it's like so not taboo.
But straight porn is?
Yeah, because it's always like these girls are just being like thrown around.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of like...
You know, with gay men, the power dynamic, regardless of age, is just so much more even.
I have a whole bit about this.
You do? Yeah. No, it's so funny. You're like, one thing I've learned about straight porn is that women's bodies are elastic.
Yeah. But it's just like the aggression is wild. And like with gay guys, it's like very even.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm totally versed. I have zero bottom shame at all. But when I'm watching straight porn, like it's kind of fun to see like these guys like destroying. I sound like misogynist, but I think that it's me, and it's like fun to see someone desire something that badly.
Sure.
And like just like dominate it. It's fun to be dominated.
So they're like playing like very stereotypical roles, you would say.
Yeah. And whatever, I would feel guilty watching straight porn, and then I would switch to gay porn to feel better about myself.
Like from a moral point of view?
Yeah. I mean, again, not hyper-analyzing it. I wasn't saying this one actually is better, but like, you know, it's just, I like desire to be with a man in general. And I feel horrible watching these things happen to these women.
Yeah.
Because I love the women in my life so much.
Yeah, you but know, then you're like coming.
Not for them.
For him?
I don't know.
No, hey, this is why I have this podcast. I like to talk about it. Wait, I don't think you... Oh, Prince, the ugly guy next to Princess Leia was your first turn-on moment.
For some reason, yeah, I had him as an action figure, and for some reason...
Wait, is this like a real character?
Yeah, I found him one time online. It's probably not that difficult to find.
That's fascinating that he had a character, like a toy.
Well, it's such an iconic movie that they made action figures out of literally every character.
Like every scene.
Like if you were, you know, if you were like, had like a single line or like a main frame, because people... Back in the day, like there was a point in which you could watch every movie that's ever been made. Do you
sure.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
This was 19...
Because there were 12 a year.
This was 1983. So like, yes, there was... At this point in time, it's impossible. You could never do that.
Yeah.
Because of digital. But yeah, like people worshipped these movies. So like they would, you know, they're super... Star Wars is like one of the biggest fandoms.
Huge. My brother's a big Star
Wars
person.
I'm sure your brother knows that guy's name. Like they had names, even if they didn't have whatever.
Because
there were
stuff.
Also like... you know, 4,000 books written about the movies and
like the credits. I'm sure people were like, oh, that's that guy. That's that guy.
Yeah. You'd be like, that's, Costco Burjana.
Costco Burjana.
Costco. That's Costco hot dog.
Okay, not so much an ad as a gentle reminder. If you like your episodes of Good Morning Sodomites girthier and uncut, and most importantly, ad-free, head on over to the Patreon at patreon.com/towerbottom. Sign up for that $5 level, and you will get uninterrupted eargasms that will bring you to your knees. Okay, wait, wait. Okay, so after that, would you remember the first time you discovered your body? Like you had an orgasm or
this is disgusting. I'm drinking my Earl Grey tea and there's gum on the side of it and I'm sipping it like a lady.
It's only disgusting because it's not your gum.
No. Oh, why did I believe you? Little trickster. Do I remember the first time I discovered my body?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Zach. I was with a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. This is so wild. I was with a friend of mine. What happens later is wild. We're at a sleepover. He and I are sharing a bedroom. The owner of the house or the
parent?
No, the kid of the house is like in a different room with a different friend. There are multiple bedrooms.
Oh, it's like a multiple people sleepover?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and you all didn't sleep in the same room?
They had multiple rooms and like we stayed up later watching a movie and they went to bed. This was like a very rich friend of mine.
And wait, what age range?
I was like 11.
Okay. Six or seven, yeah, maybe.
This friend of mine, we're both missionary kids. We're both in Indonesia. We are like laying in bed next to each other. And, you know, I haven't fully come to, I know that I'm attracted to men, but like I haven't admitted to myself and it's a whole denial thing.
Because gay was not cool in missionary in Indonesia.
Not even a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just wasn't even like in my realm of something that I could ever fully entertain.
What were the repercussions that you knew of? Physical, like reprimanding, or it was just like going to hell?
Even mentally, just like, you know, I was so invested in my missionary community. There was no example of someone queer around me who was functional. My brain couldn't even comprehend the idea. I remember the first time I saw a gay person was in the Bali airport, and it was this Indonesian guy and an Australian guy, and the Australian guy was flying back to Australia, and the Indonesian guy was, they were both weeping, and they gave each other a kiss, and I, like, my stomach fell through the floor, and I thought that they were like, camera, like I was like, where's the, like, I'm in a reality show, like what the fuck is going on? I was like looking around at my parents to see if they saw it, and they didn't, and I could not believe what I was witnessing. And these guys are just weeping because they had to like part ways.
Wow. And they kiss, and you just didn't even understand that men did that at all.
Yeah, or that they would do that in like a loving, like, you know, sure, these people clearly cared about each other, and it wasn't like in the basement, like strapped to like a ceiling with nails through their arms or something, like Jesus.
the first homosexual.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think a lot of people have that perception when they're raised super conservative, is that like if you are gay, then you are into like severe BDSM like a mental
illness.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so you're at the slumber party.
At the slumber party.
But you two are in your own room.
Yeah. And we start playing Truth or Dare with each other.
Yeah.
And
it's a great inn.
Really?
I mean, it's Spin the Bottle, Truth or Dare. It's always like, even through college, straight guys were like kissing me through like a, ooh, let's play Spin the Bottle. It's like, okay. Like,
because they're just horny.
Yeah, they're horny and they want to explore. They want to like see what it's about. They like might be bisexual or like,
and it's a way for them to do it.
Yes.
Well, if he dared me, I had to.
Yeah.
If I didn't, it's like,
then I was a pussy. Ugh.
So Truth or Dare, like it was like go downstairs and like fill up a glass of water and like leave it on the, like just stupid.
Yeah.
Go put your foot in the sink downstairs and run back upstairs, like dumb, stupid.
Sure.
Things.
And don't get caught.
Yeah. And then it was eventually like, And he was like, you got a new mic?
And we're back. I borrowed a mic from a friend. Y'all, we had a huge audio issue. And
it was such a bummer. We had such a good conversation.
A great flow. But now we're back.
And I was in a much better mood.
Were you?
I think so. But it's okay. I'm fine now. Did you want to video this or no?
Motherfucker. Hold on.
Open your mind.
Okay, we are back for the third and I predict final time.
Yeah, we're back.
We're recording. For those of you who don't know, there is video of these podcasts on Patreon. Go find it. Matt LeGrand.
Hey. Yeah, I was talking about playing Truth or Dare with my friend.
Yes.
In seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And after those dumb dares, we eventually went back up to the bedroom and it was just he and I. And he was like, I dare you to M. And M was like a code word we used for masturbating because there was this kid in our middle school who would masturbate in class.
And everyone knew?
Yeah. And like, because we were such a conservative Christian school, like this kid would literally like jerk off in his pants. And one time he came in his hand and he went to the bathroom and touched the doorknob and there was cum dripping off the doorknob.
Like a horror movie?
Sure. Yeah. The teacher who was like unwell just like went up to the doorknob and sprayed the doorknob and wiped it off.
How was the teacher unwell?
I mean, to not address it and pretend like it didn't happen and just spray the doorknob and continue
when the kid was emming,
be like, still Mesopotamia.
When the kid was emming, was it like a when the kid was emming, was it like you guys knew and it was funny, or was it scary, or was it like unnerving? Like, what was the emotion for the classroom when you knew he was?
To be honest, I was very curious about it because also I had been emming as well, but like everyone was, but we just all lied about it. You know what I mean? It was a secret.
Wow.
So to see this person doing it, like, and then we would all, I would be like, psst, psst, like, Kevin, look at what Gavin, like, you know what I mean? Like,
and was, we won't say his name. Was the emmer making eye contact with people?
He was no, he wasn't aware that people could tell. Like, he would hide a little textbook and pretend like yeah, exactly.
Just a small
motion.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? So then at lunch we would all make fun of this person. Just like, kids in school are so mean.
Ruthless.
And the worst part about this whole thing, I mean the worst part, whatever, all of us were Christian in this school. He was the one Muslim kid.
No.
And we're like a Christian private school. So this kid just felt insanely isolated.
No.
Yeah, it was bad. And he had bitch tits.
Wow. Okay, that was unnecessary. That was like mean bully Matt popping out.
Yeah. Okay. True. I just remember, like, looking back at it, it was so tragic how mean we were.
Yeah.
You know, and this was like a perfectly nice human being. And also we would like make fun of him for being Muslim. And I remember one kid in my class literally tricked him into eating pork by telling him it was chicken. And then after he ate it, he was so mean.
No.
Like, isn't this horrible? And we're evangelicals spreading the light of Jesus.
Wild. But like, I feel like the more you suppress things, the more rageful it comes out. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you guys were like under this like strict, you know,
just none of us had any conception of what it actually meant to be like a loving individual. So like, you know, it was this whole culture of like self-righteousness and like making sure you're like apparently doing the right things. He eventually transferred schools because we had a Bible teacher in eighth grade who refused to give him an A because he was a Muslim.
No.
And he said, I can't give you an A in this class. I'm giving you a B. And so his mom was like, I have to transfer him because he can't. Like, isn't that insane?
It's such, for such a tolerant group of people, it's such like an intolerant.
Oh, it's interesting you say the word tolerance because we would talk about tolerance in school all the time and how tolerance is a secular principle. Meaning? And like the world wants us to tolerate all this stuff, but we have to take a stand on what's right and what's wrong. So like when I hear the word tolerance to this day, I'm always like brought back to like this community of people who firmly believe that tolerance is bad.
And you know, it's so funny. Tolerance is bad in the sense that like it's a very like negative word. Like, I will tolerate you.
Right. Like, I don't
love you or accept
you.
It's not embrace or understand. It's like, I will, through gritted teeth, tolerate you. Okay, but this dare. So you...
Sorry, circling
no,
back.
No, don't apologize. This is wonderfully informative.
Yeah, so we dared each other to M. And at this point in my life, I had never come before. And I remember this guy was like, he was telling me... He was like, do you ever C-U-M? Like, I don't know why
he
we just
spelled
like spelled
C-U-M?
Stuff out instead of just talking about it. And
that's
I didn't even
kind of
know what
thing.
That was. I guess it made it seem like less real or less bad if we weren't saying the words. Yeah. So anyways, we jerked off next to each other. There was a pillow between us. And then
could you see over the pillow? Were you looking?
I couldn't at that time.
And it was dark.
Yeah.
The things I felt more comfortable doing in the dark. It's so interesting. Like slumber parties, like even talking about things came out more fluidly in like the dark.
Yeah. Like those moments where you're like just laying there and everyone is like, yeah, you would say things and like wait with a bated breath
and
to
make
sure someone else would like agree.
We called it, me and my guy friends in high school called it getting deep. We'd like drink at a party, go back to one of our places and like in the dark, slowly like unearth like secrets and like thoughts and like feelings. It's cute though.
Yeah, no, that is cute.
Okay, you were emming with a pillow between.
We are emming between with a pillow between us, and he was like, oh my god, like I think I'm gonna see you, and then I was like, me too, but I was lying, and then I came, like I ejaculated for the first time with this guy. And my like I think mine was just like clear liquid, you know, I was like prepubescent kind of. And then we shook hands, like covered in semen, and we semen sweared to never talk about it again, which I did not uphold my end of the bargain.
You did not.
Do you want to know the most insane thing about all of this?
I love that you actually keep getting more insane.
This is
like the things like and the crazy part of this. I'm like, it's already crazy. Go on.
This is wild.
Okay.
So this person moved to California after that. His family is from California, Northern California.
Because he couldn't live with the shame of the semen swear.
No.
The semen swear.
No, his parents were just like relocating or like going back. I don't know what. So the next year he moved back to California. 2 years into comedy, I finish an open mic at Echoes Under Sunset.
No.
And I step outside of the open mic and he's standing across the street on Glendale Boulevard.
No.
And
did
I looked, and I was like,
other?
Danny? And he was like, Matt. Yeah, I mean, we like were missionary kids in Indonesia. And we stayed. We were friends, you know. But,
and semen brothers.
Yeah.
Semen sisters.
And we like, you know, and then like, you know, I'm out now. And like, he was like, not really sure if he was a Christian anymore. And we just like caught up. And he's such a funny, cool guy. And we like talked about it like briefly. And we were like, that is so funny that that happened when we were young.
Was that like a big part of your relationship? Jerking off together?
So from then on, God, so then it became a weekly thing where like we would have a sleepover and it would like start off tame and then we would start emming together.
Mm-hmm.
And we eventually started like jerking each other off.
Parallel. Oh no, that's not even parallel play. That's like jerking each other off. Yeah.
Yeah. And one time, oh, and I have severe, like to this day, like body dysmorphia. This kid was 1 year older than me, so he was like 12. I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
We measured our penises at the time. He had a 10 and a half inch dick.
You're kidding.
No.
Are you sure it wasn't like meters or something?
Yeah, it was 10 and a half meters. It was 35 feet long.
Oh, yeah. No, wait. What do they measure in?
Centimeters.
In, okay.
A meter is like 3.5.
Oh, yeah. A meter stick.
Are you sure it was a meter? His cock, when it would get hard, was taller than our house.
He lacked blood.
I'm being dead serious. It was 10
and
a half.
Half inches.
It curved like it was like a creature, like an iguana. It would curve. And so we had to like hold it straight to get it on the ruler. But he was just one of those guys who's like tall and skinny and had a massive
dong.
And from that, for the rest of my life, I was like, when is my dick going to be 10 and a half inches like a regular person? You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
And I just had this idea that like, I was like, wow, like I'm really deformed or something.
Wait, which way did his dick curve? Was it like a gonzo nose? Did it go down?
It was like a hard right.
Hard right.
Yeah.
Got to slow down
like,
to take
honestly,
the right turn.
Honestly, it has to be like one of I don't even want to say this. Not the big, just like it was a great dick. I remember one time, like, I had these slippers, like these like really funny cartoon slippers, and like we were jerking off and he put one on his dick and was just like jerking it.
With the,
I hate that
with
I'm
the
sharing
slipper?
With the slipper. Like this like cartoon blue cartoon slipper.
And was it a
slipper.
Bit when it was happening, or was it very serious?
I mean, we're just like guys jerking off and like having fun. And we would like, so like then it started progress. I remember we would like turn on the like 40-year-old virgin in my room, like on a laptop, and watch that. And then like, you know, for me, it was like exciting because it's like, now we're going to hook up. In my mind, this guy's fully my boyfriend.
Right.
And then we would get naked and like sort of start playing around. I remember one time, like I blocked my door with like a laundry basket. Uh-huh. In case someone came in, and my dad walked in on us and we're like fully naked under the sheets jerking each other off, and it was this huge thing where like I was like, oh yeah, we were just taking a nap, like whatever, you know, we were just resting. And my dad was like, what the fuck is going on? He didn't say that, obviously.
You just made me so like, that situation is made me so uncomfortable.
Mortifying. So my dad met with his parents and they talked about it, and they decided collectively that we were just kids and like we didn't really know what was going on. And he asked me about it, and I was like, oh no, we were just like you know, it was hot, so we just like got, you know, and completely lied. And my dad made it like double checked again one more time to make sure I was telling the truth, which of course I wasn't. And yeah, it was so wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you ran into this fucker.
On Glendale Boulevard.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's a really handsome guy.
Wow. But
I'm pretty sure he, no, definitely not gay. And I'm pretty sure he is like really invested in this like very charismatic church again. And like,
oh.
I think he's like a worship leader there or something.
Mosaic.
Something, he's not in LA anymore.
Oh.
But he did go to Azusa Pacific.
Okay, we're narrowing it down.
If anyone went to my high school and listened to this, it's just
they're like, whoa.
Yeah, whatever, good times. Also, like to this day, if I saw, he's such a fun, cool guy.
Yeah.
Like, and like, yeah. Honestly, for him, it's like, he was just a horny teenager. And I was
10 and a half inch penis.
I mean, that was when
dick.
He was 12. Who knows how big it is now.
Oh my God, I hope. For everyone's sake, it did not grow beyond that.
Yeah. It's great. I have no qualms with the size of my penis now.
Yeah.
And like if someone compliments my penis, in my mind though, I'm literally like, shut the fuck up.
It's miniature. Not this tiny ass 8-incher.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like my mind. I'm like, one day I'll grow up. Maybe that's why I think I'm still a kid. But
I think everyone thinks they're still a kid.
Yeah.
As an older person, I think I'm still a kid.
Older person. You're not.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. As your elder, I demand some respect.
Totally.
Okay. So this, we're going to call it a gay experience because you thought he was your boyfriend. Were you coming to terms with being gay then?
I was watching straight porn. And I only watched straight porn through college to like convince. And I would like zoom in on the women right as I was about to come to try to like trick my brain into being straight.
Like Clockwork Orange, like eyelids open. Look at the. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I should watch it. Spoiler
no,
alert.
It's, I mean, it's Stanley Kubrick. It's really fucked up.
I love Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, my
I
God.
Need to watch it.
Oh, my God. It's literally one of his like most famous movies, I think.
I love Eyes Wide Shut. There goes your hot neighbor again.
Just being hot.
Yeah, he looks like he smokes and works on a construction site.
I think he does like finance, but yeah, I like that. I like what you said better.
So I wasn't coming to terms with being gay at all at this point. I knew something was up, and I just forever I had this feeling that I was going to be this like, I wanted to be like a pastor because I knew I was good at public speaking, and I had this feeling that I was going to be that like scandal that comes out where it's like, Matt LeGrande, like pastor of mega church, found having sex with gay prostitute, or you know, that like
sure.
it happens every year. There's person that happens with. So, yeah.
And it's Matt LeGrande?
I've been saying LeGrande.
Okay.
Because everyone pronounces my name wrong.
People say Matt LeGrand. That's how I think I fucking introduced you on this.
No, no. Like, my parents say Le Grand, but, like, every time I'm at an open mic or a show, it's Le Grand. Like, Le Grand. Or it's spelt wrong because it's L-E and then it ends with an E.
Yeah.
So I've just been saying Le Grande.
Great.
I think it's fun and easy.
Le Grande. Matt Le Grande. Yeah.
Right?
Le Grand is also magnificent.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Le Grand. Like, Matt the Grand. I know it's not what that would translate to, I don't think, but...
No, it literally is.
Okay.
It just means the big, the great.
Matt LeGrand sounds much, like, more American.
LeGrand.
Oh, no, I guess it doesn't. Is it French?
It's French.
Okay. LeGrand. Yeah.
LeGrand.
LeGrand.
So I'm like, I guess it could be LeGrand, but it's spelled like Ariana Grande with an E at the end.
Yeah.
Because they're the correct way of spelling it would be with no E at the end.
Right.
But I guess it just got lost in immigration.
Lose that fucking E. No, I'm kidding. Okay, wait. So you're tricking yourself, you're tricking yourself, you're tricking yourself. And then what? Have you experienced another male body since 10 and a half incher? Or is this like, what's going on?
I went on a mission trip 2 years later. Yeah.
And you're still in Indonesia at this point?
2 years later, still in Indonesia. And there is a guy laying next to me. Oh my God, I just talked about this with like my best friend and her girlfriend. And they were like, it was really, I was like, did I do something wrong? But we're like pretending, doing that thing where we pretend to be asleep. And I like put my hand on his thigh and then like he got hard. And then I'm straight up jerking him off while he's pretending to be asleep. But he was definitely awake.
Right.
And they're like, how do you know? Like, and I'm just like, I was aggressively jerking this guy off.
You know what's so funny is like you just told me about that bad sexual experience you had 100 days ago.
Yeah.
And like,
oh my God, stop.
If you were 1,000% sure he was awake.
I'm 1,000% sure.
Did he come?
Like he was responding and like.
Sure.
Just like very.
Just like he didn't want to. His like conscious mind did not want to participate, kind of.
Yeah, but like he moved closer to me and like it was very...
And he's like giving his dick to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Milked him like a cow.
He didn't come. I stopped after a while.
Was your arm getting tired? You
I
lazy
think so,
fuck.
And it was getting late. Yeah.
Wait, and you were sharing a bed? Or you were just on the ground?
We were sleeping on this dock over the ocean.
Romantic? Just you and him?
No, there was another guy next to us who was passed out.
Wait, and was this like the designated sleeping area or was this like we're gonna like sleep on the dock?
No, these are mission trips where we like went to these islands that had like 200 people and they had a generator and the generator goes off in the middle at like 8 p.m. and that's the power for the whole island. And so we were sleeping on the docks of this like family's home over the ocean.
That sounds so beautiful, minus the not having electricity.
It was really, part. No, I mean, the no electricity, like, takes away any light pollution. Like,
oh, so
never,
it's just, like, stars and moon.
It looked like a Mac background, you know, like, the Mac screensaver, like, strips of purple in the sky. You can see everything. It's so beautiful. And then, off in the distance, there would be this, like, glowing orb, and that was Singapore.
Whoa.
Like, 'cause it's just, like, such a, like, developed city. Yeah. And just, like, literally, like, it looked like just a glowing crystal ball in the middle of the ocean.
Wait, and this guy, what was it like the next morning?
Just pretended like nothing happened. But like we made eyes at each other and like we knew what went on. But like this guy had a girlfriend.
Was she on the mission trip?
She was. And married with kids now.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, I think it's kind of that thing where like you're just horny and it's nice to have some kind of release. Yeah.
And there's a boners. And you're in the moonlight.
And you're on the docks over the ocean and
docks
Indonesia.
And dicks and docks.
Yeah, at Pulau Kuta or whatever it's called.
Okay. So still these are like very like unintentional kind of experiences. Like what happened? Like is there a jump in time? When do you get very intentional with your like...
So I go to college, super conservative Christian college. I'm convinced I'm going to be like a pastor. When I am 20 years old, I have like an accountability partner. We call each other every day. I haven't masturbated for a year.
Wait, accountability partners keep you from masturbating?
They can. Mine did.
Wait, what is the premise of a accountability partner? Is it anything? Is it just like spiritual?
Me and this guy, Joey, he's my friend. Mm-hmm. We were accountability partners, so we would make sure that we read our Bibles and didn't jerk off every day.
That was
so
the...
like anytime I was like tempted to jerk off, we would call each other.
Okay.
And of course, I fell in love with this guy too. And yeah. I felt like he was my boyfriend. I'm literally, every time I'm horny, I'm calling this guy.
Like, oh, I really want to jerk off right
and
now.
And then he, like, sometimes would, like, hook up with people, and I would get super jealous. And, like, I had this, like, I didn't even know what it was at the time. You know, I'm, like, dying inside, and yeah. I didn't know how to articulate it. But so I'm going into, like, this is the end of my junior year. I'm about to go into my senior year. I'm about to lead this mission trip throughout Europe. And I just remember, like, I'm at my wit's end. I haven't come in a fucking year. Like, I'm reading my Bible every day. I'm obsessed with this guy who keeps messing up and accidentally hooking up with girls. And I'm, like, losing my mind. And I remember being on my knees and, like, praying to God. And I was like, I'm either going to kill myself or I'm going to have sex with a guy. Like, it's like zero or everything. Like,
wow.
I just have to, like, rip this Band-Aid off to make sure I'm not going to, like, be zapped by lightning or die on the spot. So I went to Europe to lead this mission trip. And the first night we're in Amsterdam. And as we were going in, like, on this bus, I see, like, a rainbow flag outside a bar. And I make note of that. And when everyone went to bed, like, we're staying in this hostel, I went on a prayer walk. And I had sex that night. And I
we're gonna zoom in.
Yeah. No, I went to, it was so fun. Is this okay? I'm just like ranting.
Yeah. Okay. This is what the pod is about, your sexual journey.
Oh, okay, cool. So I went to that bar that I saw first, like with the rainbow flag, and these guys there, like I was like going in and I'm like looking at all these guys like on the hunt.
Yeah.
And these guys, it would be like walking into Akbar expecting to be a sex club. Like, oh, guys, like, are just chilling, like,
yeah, oh no,
they're like talking and they were like, hi, what's up, and like,
are you,
they're,
okay,
they're like, are you like, I was like, so what are you guys doing, like, what's going on, like, and they're like, we're hanging out, like, clearly,
no,
these are guys who are comfortable,
yeah,
in their bodies,
yeah.
And it's unfathomable to, mm-hmm, me at this point that gay men are able to have like functional lives and relationships
and communicate, and like,
yeah, in my mind I'm like, I'm the smart one, all gay guys are just animals who are stupid,
wow,
and just suck each other off all
you're
day.
Not wrong, but I see what you mean.
A lot of people I think have that mentality
that we're like literally like subhuman.
Yeah, totally. I believe that until years into coming out. I still thought for a while that like I was the one like smart person who knew what was going on.
She's like, look at these fucking hellbound.
No, and then I'm like
heathens.
Having sex with like 100 people in a year, just like whatever.
Now that's your podcast.
100 people in a year, and I interview
people,
them all,
yeah,
each episode.
hi, wait, before you go.
So I went to that bar, those guys are there, and they're like, are you trying to have sex? And I was like, and they're like, you need to go to the Eagle. And I was
like the leather Eagle?
Yeah, there was an Eagle in Amsterdam.
Of course.
And they're like, go to this bar. And I was like, okay. So then they told me where it was. I didn't have a smartphone or anything. So I like find the map, look at it, find it, whatever. And I walk there to the Eagle. And at this point, it's like 1 or 2 a.m. or something.
Time.
I meet this guy at the bar who's so fucking hot. Just like, God, he looks like Gerard Butler in 300.
Oh,
and
wow.
His name is Bob. And
no.
He's a construction worker and he's from New Orleans and he's here on vacation. And I'm like in love with this guy. I'm like, he's the hottest guy ever. And I was like, there's a cruising area on the bottom floor. And I was like, do you want to go down there with me? And he's like, I'm just chilling, having a beer. So then I went down to the cruising area, like made out with a bunch of people, sucked a bunch of dicks.
Was this your first gay kiss though? Like in the basement of the Eagle in Amsterdam?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
And that, like just forcing myself on people. Not
oh my God,
oh my
okay.
God. I
yeah.
did not say that. Just yeah. like, I don't mean forcing
aggressive.
Myself.
You were
I mean,
like
trying to bite their faces off because I didn't know what to do or whatever.
But were you like enjoying it or were you more scared?
Both.
Okay.
But I was like also like in heaven and it was like the most taboo thing. And I'm like, I didn't know if I'm ever going to do this again or what's happening. And then I would go back up the stairs, check in on him. And I was like, do you want to go down? He's like, no, I'm chilling. And then I would go back down, make out with a bunch of people, suck a bunch of dicks, go back up, same thing. And then eventually, like, I think it was like the fourth time, and I'd been there for like 2 or 3 hours. Then I was like, do you want to go down? And like, we started making out. We go down to the like hookup area, and we start making out, and we become the central attraction. And like, all these guys, I want to say like 20 or 30 guys, circle around us. They all start taking our clothes off. We're completely naked. There's two guys, like one guy's sucking me off and one guy's sucking him off while we make out. And then like we both like come into these other people's mouths at the same time.
No.
Yeah.
That's like modern day gay Shakespeare shit.
When I think about it, like visually, you know, obviously I can't have like an out of body like view of it, like a bird's eye perspective, but it's very like beautiful. Orchestral, yeah. And like
Midsommar, just, like, but make it sexy.
Yeah, totally. Not Midsommar, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, you were. Okay. Yeah. It was in my mind. It's like it's super hot, and like literally the guy that I wanted from the beginning of the night, like eventually gave in.
Yeah,
I sound like a full on like predator.
Yeah, it's
but
so
also
funny.
As a 20-year-old who had never done anything sexual before, like I think I what like in a sense like I was so like
yeah.
In my mind, I'm like gay guys. All they want to do is have sex. Like, let's cut the shit. And these people are like, they're like, I work at CVS. I'm like,
have a partner at home.
They're like, we're chilling.
We're good.
Whatever. And I'm like, guys, like, you don't understand the stakes. This is my one shot. I got 3 hours to get sucked and fucked.